both of which saw new cases drop by about 45%. Michigan, on the other hand, took the biggest step backwards, with a 50% rise in new cases. It should be noted vaccines are growing a whole lot faster than cases and will ultimately bring an end to this pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki avoided questions about Joe and Hunter Biden's ties to Russia as evidence continues to pile up. The wife of Moscow's former mayor paid a company associated with the president's son $3.5 million. Jen was asked what the money was for.
Not familiar with that claim. Doesn't sound like it's backed up by a lot of evidence. If you have evidence or specifics, happy to discuss it further.
With hard evidence from the Senate, she continued to dodge the question and Biden's ties to the Kremlin. USA Radio News.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses. Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and gapfactory.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Most Americans in a recent survey say, finish the border wall. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Americans are increasingly saying, build the wall. A majority of voters now say they want the government to finish construction of former President Donald Trump's border wall, according to polling from the Senate Opportunity Fund, which also found Americans itching for a tougher approach to illegal immigration than President Biden is taking. By a large margin, 71% to 19%, voters say they want the administration to get tougher on illegal immigration by, among other things, enforcing laws and ending incentives. The Senate Opportunity Fund's polling shows that 38% of those polled are against the wall, meanwhile 53% support the wall. As far as who's to blame for the issues on the border, the Senate Opportunity Fund survey found 59% blamed President Biden.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New England Patriots offensive lineman Justin Huron was honored as a hero by police on Wednesday. Last weekend, Huron stopped a sexual assault at a park in Arizona. He said that he was walking around Kiwanis Park around 11 a.m. on Saturday in Tempe. That's when he heard a woman scream for help.
I just knew that someone just needed help. I kind of realized that it was way more aggressive than what, you know, if it was a couple. It was way more aggressive than that, and so I just knew that in that moment I had to go and had to put a stop to it. I'm a football player, so I'm kind of big, and I try not to be too aggressive with individuals, knowing that, like, I could potentially hurt somebody. So, but I do have a very loud voice, and so all I did was just yell, tell them to get off of her, and then yank them off, and then I told them to sit down.
Mr. Huron, a six-round draft pick in 2020 out of Wake Forest. Let's get an update on the North Korea missile launch. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
South Korean officials say that the North Korean military have test-fired a pair of ballistic missiles, the second time the North Koreans have launched a weapon in less than a week. The missiles splashed down in the Sea of Japan early Thursday morning, local time. The South Korean government and the Pentagon are analyzing the flight paths for any additional information. The North Koreans launched a pair of short-range ballistic missiles over the weekend as well. The launches are believed to be the first missile tests from the regime since 2019.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd reach up?
Who'd have thought they'd reach
up?
Good morning, and welcome to At the Library. I'm Jennifer Winberry, Deputy Director at the Hunterdon County Library, and I'll be here every Thursday morning at 11 o'clock on Hunterdon Chamber Radio to catch you up on all the goings-on at the Hunterdon County Library. So spend an hour with me to hear all the latest about library services, materials, as well as book reviews, author interviews, and much more. And it is great to be back after all the snow, and everything in the studio has been put to rights. We have a little bit of a ice and water issue, and there's been a lot going on at the library since February, so let's get right to it. On March 19th and 20th, it was Maker's Day throughout New Jersey libraries and New Jersey schools, and typically the headquarters North County and South County branch library would have enormous Maker's Fairs with dozens of exhibitors. Maker's Day started out as a STEAM initiative, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and it has added the arts. And a lot of people think of it as robotics and computers, which there is a lot of new emerging technology, but it's also handicrafts and things as simple as a pulley, a water wheel. We've had the Clinton Mill Museum there at different times. And weaving, sewing machines. So on the 20th, that Saturday, we did a virtual Maker's Day. Families registered for craft projects, which were packed into bags for pickup to make at home. There were live maker sessions held online throughout the state. And it wasn't the same as a controlled pandemonium as an in-person Maker's Day, but a good time was definitely had by all. And we look forward to welcoming everybody back next year. To the live
mistake women can make when it
to a live Maker's Day. On we had a one book Hunterdon County for Black History Month in February, but we didn't get a large attendance, so we've rescheduled it for this Monday, March 29th at 7 p.m. It's going to be a virtual book talk and presentation. The book is 12 Years a Slave by Solomon Northrup. If you have not read it, it's available through the Gutenberg Project, where you can read the book for free. You can download it from Overdrive. And Dr. Carl Linskoog, author and professor of African-American history at Raritan Valley College, will lead the Zoom discussion of this 1853 autobiographical account of a free black man who was sold into slavery in the Deep South for 12 years. So for more information and to register, there's a link on our website, hclibrary.us. Click on that. Follow the link, and then you will hear, you'll be able to read all about it. We are just finishing up our amateur photography show, which is usually held every year in October in the gallery. And this year, we had to hold it virtually, and it is still available online. hclibrary.us. Just click Amateur Photography Show, and you can vote until Tuesday, March 30th, for your Public Choice Award. So if you click on the Amateur Photography Award, there's abstracts and still life. You click on each category, and then you can see the winners for each category. And then you go through them all, pick one that you like the best, and vote for it. And the pictures were really good this year. I felt like there were a lot of outdoor photographs because so many people have been spending time outdoors. So the gallery is really impressive. Do take some time to click through it and see them all. And remember, you can still vote until March 30th for the Public's Choice Award. Okay. And we are still doing a lot of, all our programs are still being done virtually. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library are doing a Return the Support fundraiser. It is a GoFundMe site that they've set up. And what they're asking is requesting donations to return the support to Hunterdon County small businesses. Every dollar raised by this fundraiser will be used to purchase gift cards from local Hunterdon County businesses to return their support for their past support of our annual Tricky Trays. These gift cards will be offered as prizes for the Friends 2021 Tricky Tray. Historically, these gift prizes have been donated by these merchants, and since many of these small businesses continue to be negatively impacted by the pandemic, requesting gift cards again does not seem prudent. The pandemic continues to impact everyone. Friends of the Hunterdon County Library's annual book sale, our largest fundraiser, has been canceled for 2021. So the importance of a successful Tricky Tray fundraiser is more important than ever to support the mission of supporting the Hunterdon County Library programs, one of which that they supported was the was Maker's Day. The Friends always sponsor that. It has experienced a significant increase in demand for services and ebooks. Again, the Friends donated some more money for our ebook collection so that we could increase that. The 2020 Return the Support campaign raised over $2,000, which was used to purchase gift cards from over 40 businesses, and they were donated in the Tricky Tray fundraiser, which raised over $6,000. So do consider supporting that. And a lot of these businesses also support the library in September during National Library Card Month, when we asked them to give discounts, although we didn't ask them this past September, but we asked their support for some discounts for library card holders. So maybe in 2022 we can get back to them, but until then, please do continue to support your local merchants. Let's see, the children's department still has a preschool story time club. It's Imagine Your Story, read books together, earn rewards. And every week there's a different theme, and you're asked to read three theme-related books and complete the challenge to get your points. These are listed on our events calendar. There is a link there. This week, the week of March 22nd, the preschool book club is all about birthdays. Read three books related to this to earn a reward. See a list of birthday-themed books from past story times or choose your own. And then the challenge of the week is create your favorite birthday treat. For example, you could bake a cake, draw the gift you'd like, or design a birthday card. Don't forget to sing happy birthday. And you can email Miss Amy with photos or questions, AWOLSKO@hclibrary.us. And this is for children ages 2 to 5. And then next week, theme will be rabbits. As we come up to the spring holidays, read three books about rabbits. And there's a link in the description on the calendar to rabbit-themed books. Challenge of the week, discover Peter Rabbit, Miss Amy's favorite storybook character. Read the original story by Beatrix Potter and draw or tell Miss Amy something about the story. Or you can watch the new movie of Peter Rabbit or draw or tell Miss Amy one of the ways Peter is naughty. And then if you email the pictures of your children's creations and say it's okay, we'll put them on our social media. And March is Women's History Month, and we have some Women's History Month displays up at the library. We also have a Bridgerton display with books if you're watching the Julia Quinn series. And it's set during Regency era England. Eight close-knit siblings of a powerful Bridgerton family attempt to find love, and it's showing on Netflix, but it's based on a series of books by Julia Quinn. And if while you're waiting to read some of Julia Quinn's books, we have a display at the library that has more books that are set in Regency England that you might like. We also have several displays of Women's History, being Women's History Month, and on our webpage, you can click and there's a graphic that's linked to our catalog with books such as Jackie as Editor, The Literary Life of Jackie Kennedy Onassis, which I highly recommend. It's a really great biography of the First Lady in her later years and a much different look at her. Indira Gandhi, The Girl Explorers, The Untold Story of the Globe-Trotting Women Who Trekked, Flew, and Fought Their Way Around the World. And that book just actually arrived in the library today. It's all processed and ready to go out. And there's Anne Frank, Her Life in Words and Pictures from the archives of the Anne Frank House. So that's a lot of primary sources. Has some really interesting documents in it. May Among the Stars, Mae Jemison, an astronaut. And there's Fifth Avenue, 5 a.m., Audrey Hepburn's Breakfast at Tiffany's and the Dawn of the Modern Woman. There's a Clara Barton book. No book display would be complete without Lucille Ball, one of the first women of television. The Nobel Prize winner, I Am Malalia, the girl who stood up for education and was shot by the Taliban. Madame Curie, there's a couple of novelized books about her work, including Half-Life by Jill Cantor that's out right now, Queen Elizabeth and Diana Spencer, Rosa Parks, Rosie the Riveter, RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who just passed away this past year, Temple Grandin, Serena Williams, Taylor Swift, Ellen DeGeneres. So there's something on the display for everyone. If you click on the graphic, you can then click the title and it will link to our catalog, and you would be able to see if the book is available or place it on hold to pick up at the library. And please do remember, we are still doing curbside even though the library is open. If you would prefer to pick your book up outside the library, just call the library 788-1437 when your book is ready to be picked up, and we will make arrangements for you. The Children's Department also has a Listen, Take, and Make for Women's History Month. I Am Amelia. Listen to the story I Am Amelia Earhart by Brad Meltzer, read by Miss Kathy. And then come in and pick up a craft color page and word search at Headquarters North County or South County Branch Library while supplies last. And the craft, for those of you who want to know what the craft is before you come and pick it up, is Amelia's Airplane, The Friendship. So they can be found in the upper level at the headquarters library. And you can, we have a YouTube channel now, so you can watch all these on YouTube, and you can also see them on our Facebook page, which can be linked to from the, it is, which can be linked to from our homepage. And for some reason, you can see me, but you can't hear the audio. on Facebook today. I am just seeing now. So, but you can still listen at 100inchamberradio.com. Okay, then. I think I will probably stop streaming at the break. Since you can't hear it, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to just watch me click around. Okay, so we've got some virtual programs coming up in the next couple of weeks. On Wednesday, we have Genealogy from Home. Genealogy from Home is with State Librarian Regina Fitzpatrick, who will tell you what's available at the State Library, State Archives, and County Offices. She will give you some useful tips and tricks for using Family Search and Ancestry at Home. She will also give you some free websites that you can use. And that's a Zoom program. It begins at 7:30 on Wednesday, March 31st, and just click there to register to get the link. Paul D'Angelo has been doing a series of virtual computer classes. He will be covering Excel basics on Thursday, April 1st at 3 p.m., and then 2 weeks later on Thursday, April 15th at 3 p.m., he will be covering Word basics. Paul owns Lifeline Repairs, which fixes phones and iPhones and Android phones and computers. You need to register for each class separately, and there's a link on our webpage. And then down further at the bottom of our webpage, there are links to two of the files that of the classes Paul did earlier. He did files and folder basics, and he also did Google Drive basics. So a lot of people are doing a lot of document sharing these days. So definitely you can watch those if you missed the original class. And on our YouTube channel, the all our Maker's Day programs are up, all the playlists where you can find the tutorial video. There's newspaper flower pots, which I can attest to. I make them every year to start seeds in, and they're really great because you make them and then after the seeds sprout and they're ready to plant, you just put the whole thing in the ground, and then you've got the newspaper, which acts like a mulch and kind of just decays, and there's not a lot of transplanting, no fuss, no muss. You've recycled your newspaper. I have a cunning little wooden device that I use, but a wine bottle or other kind of bottle will work just fine. You just take a strip of newspaper, wrap it around, leave about a half inch to an inch on the bottom, and after it's wrapped around, I kind of tuck it under, and then you just tuck under the bottom and give it a good squish. And you've got little pots. And then just put them in a tray, put some potting soil, plant your seeds, one or two to each pot, and wait for them to sprout. And there's also some directions for solar houses, spy decoders, which is really neat. And that one's a really simple. It's just two pieces of paper and one brad, essentially. A pool noodle lightsaber. There's some origami, a penguin, and a whale craft. An origami firefly, a scribble bot, an acid or base experiment you can do in the kitchen. And then we have tie-dye milk. So how to make tie-dye using milk and just some basic food coloring. And then there's also a link to the New Jersey Maker's Day Live shows that were sponsored by the New Jersey State Library. And then down below you can see County Commissioner Susan Soloway reading Oh, the Places You'll Go for Dr. Seuss Day, Amelia Earhart's Take and Make Craft, and some kids and tweens videos, mug cake, coffee filter, flowers, some acts of kindness that Miss Donna does. And then any of the recordings of lectures and concerts we have with PowerPoint with Paul DePaul, Ancient India with Jeff Kampf. So all that can be found on our YouTube channel. Some of the Other programs we have up and coming in April. April 7th, we have a lecture from Michael Norris. Dr. Michael Norris is an art historian. He's done some live programs at both libraries. He spent 20 years at the Cloisters and the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and now he does lectures. He will be talking about French Impressionist Bertha Morisot, whose art often focused on modern young women, or modern young women of the time, and her life with Edouard Manet. She was from 1841 to 1895, so a late 19th century artist. From April 9th to April 25th, we will have a recording of the Ladies of Motown, performed by Rhonda Dene, who has also been a live performer at the library. This collection of hits focuses on the solo artists and girl groups who helped introduce the world to the Motown sound. The virtual recorded concert will be available through April 25th, but you do need to register to get the link. Currently, the Modernistics Trio is... Oh, it's no longer available. That was available through the 21st of March, but it's still on our webpage. Okay. And then last but not least, certainly, Fred Miller Lectures in Song continues on Wednesday, April 14th at 2 p.m. He will cover Frank Sinatra's Colorful, Abrasive, which I disagree with that adjective, but personality and tabloid attention often obscured his seriousness as a musical artist, as an intent on creating a new sound, adult, sensational, exhilarating, authentic, and always himself. You can also click to see Fred's other concerts on Crowdcast. Okay, so it's just about the bottom of the hour. It still doesn't sound like there's any sound, so I am going to do a quick news break, stop the recording. Like I said, you don't need to see me. You can just listen. And then I will come back with some new books coming out and some new things that I have coming out in April.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has put Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the White House effort to tackle the migration crisis at the U.S. southern border.
I've asked her, the VP, today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle and the countries that help us. We're going to need help in stemming the movement of so many folks stemming the migration to our southern border.
Earlier this week, Vice President Harris was asked if she was going to visit the border.
Not today. But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
The people of Boulder, Colorado, honored Officer Eric Talley and the shooting victims on Wednesday. As President Biden pushed for tighter gun control measures, Eric Talley's father, Homer, said, "My son would have been deeply offended to know his death would be used to promote gun control." End quote. This is USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Welcome back to At the Library on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'm Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gonneau will follow me as always, only he will be following me at 1 o'clock rather than 12 with Taking Care of Business. So I talked a little bit about some of the upcoming programs this morning, the first half of the show. We've just introduced a new database from our website. If you click on EHCL, it takes you to our audiobooks or ebooks that you can listen and read on your devices. We have streaming video, Canopy, we have an arts and crafts tutorial, local database, some live tutoring, digital newsstand, lynda.com, which is also a class-based learning platform. Morningstar and ValueLine are online. The one that we have just added with our joining the main consortium is Mometrics. It's test preparation, an entire e-library of test preparation at your fingertips. Study guides are the most common resource used by test takers to prepare for their exam. Every test has a specific body of knowledge that a student or test taker needs to know in order to be prepared for their exam, and a study guide condenses that body of knowledge. It's so much easier to prepare for an exam using a study guide that explains what will be on the test and how to apply for to apply that knowledge. Our study guides will help students and test takers be successful on their test day. And since so many tests are now offered online instead of filling out the little dots that so many of us remember, these online tests are really great. There's college admissions and placement, English language, finance and insurance, real estate, nutrition, public service and legal, medical profession, construction and industry, and personal fitness. And you can just click on that. You select from a variety of classes. You can create an account so that it follows along and stops and starts where you are. You can also click on employment resources on the top left of the page, which will give you access to resources such as common interview questions, how to negotiate a job offer, selecting a career or job, or many, many more. There's over 1,000 standardized tests, study guides, and practice exams. It includes the GED, SAT, ACT, Praxis, TOEFL, career, and technical certifications. So if you have an online test or are thinking about switching careers during this time, definitely check that out. A lot of times, typically last year, in years past, at this time, we would be playing Sam Cooke's Don't Know Much About History, and my former co-host, Jim Thatch, would be sitting across trying to trip me up with Today in History. And Today in the future, 7 months from today, is Christmas, and Jim would say it's never too soon to start getting ready for Christmas, although he will admit his favorite day is Christmas Eve. He prefers that over Christmas. As I was perusing the Today in History, nothing really spoke to me, but then when I got to the birthdays, I found it a little bit more interesting. Today in 1925, Flannery O'Connor, the Southern American short story writer and novelist who died in 1964, was born. Probably her most famous collection, Is a Good Man, is hard to find. 1934, Gloria Steinem was born. She was an American feminist activist. She was co-founder of the Women's Media Center, best known for a journalist and being the editor of Ms. Magazine. 1942, Aretha Franklin, the American singer-songwriter and pianist, was born. She died in 2018. And she covered Otis Redding's song Respect, which became her signature song. And I think many people don't even remember that Otis Redding sang it for, or it was his song first. 1947, Elton John was born. English singer-songwriter, pianist. He's Sir Elton John now. And it's kind of a coincidence because while I was thinking about what music to play, I thought, well, I could play, I was trying to think of something welcome. I played Welcome Back from Welcome Back Cod or something. Something is back, and one of my favorite songs is from Elton John's Calypso album, but I decided it really wasn't appropriate for today, but it was pretty ironic that then I looked and today was his birthday. Today, 1955, my all-time favorite baseball player was born, Lee Mazzilli. He was also a coach and manager. He played in Major Leagues from 1976 through 1989. He played for the New York Mets, Texas Rangers, New York Yankees, Pittsburgh Pirates, Toronto Blue Jays. He was back with the 86 Mets. He were number 13. He coached the Yankees from 2000 to 2003, and then in 2006, he managed the Orioles from 2004 to 2005. He also starred in a New York production of Tony and Tina's Wedding, where the audience goes to the church, and he was Tony, and he get married. Then you walk up the block to a reception venue, and you have your guests at this reception, and you watch all the goings on. And I got to dance with him at his reception, and it was a lot of fun. And he's a really great guy. He had a bar on the upper, I think, west side of in Manhattan years and years ago. But yes, I had a hamster I named Levon after Lee Mazzilli and Von Hayes, my other favorite baseball player. So happy birthday to Lee Mazzilli. 1963, Sarah Jessica Parker was born. She's an American actress, producer, and designer. She's married to Matthew Broderick, and she's most famous for Carrie in Sex and the City. And it wouldn't be today in history without mentioning someone who died today. In 1992, Nancy Walker died. She was an American actress, singer, and director. She was born in 1922. And I know her notably from she was very involved in the Mary Tyler Moore Show, of course. But I know her from 1970 to 1971, her role as Emily Turner on Family Affair. She called Mr. French Frenchie, the very proper butler. She wasn't quite a nanny or a nursemaid, but she was an addition to the household for maybe half a dozen episodes. And then she played the silent maid in the 1976 Murder by Death, which if you have not seen, definitely watch it. I'm not certain if it's on Canopy, but it is available on DVD. And it's very funny, if a tad politically incorrect, but Truman Capote is in it, and it's definitely an all sarcast, but that's where I know her from. So she died today in 1992. Now on to the books. On the 15th of every month, Library Reads announces the top 10 books that are going to be published in the next month that library staff across the country love. We make our votes by the first of the month, so we're coming up for April 1st. We'll be voting for books that are coming out in May, and that list will be published on April 15th. I'm sorry. But the April book list came out during our brief hiatus, so I'm going to run down that list. Quickly, there was a lot of romance on the list this month, and one of my favorites. The Intimacy Experiment by Rosie Dannen was a top pick. Having built the Shameless platform, with Shameless capital S, to teach people how to find their own pleasure, Naomi wants to take that sex positivity to a lecture circuit, but no one will hire her. Enter Ethan, a handsome young rabbi and with a struggling synagogue, a seminar series on modern intimacy seems like a good idea, a good way to build a community and attract a younger congregation. What happens is their own lesson of intimacy as two people passionate about their work try to make the world a better place, sizzle with chemistry. So that was the librarian's top pick, although I will admit I did not read that one. That one wasn't even on my radar, oddly enough. The next ones are Broken in the Best Possible Way by Jenny Lawson, which is a collection of essays for people who love David Sedaris and Ali Wong. She's a hot mess of depression and anxiety. She's funny. And this book, in her book, she just like lays herself bare. And talking to her is like talking with your best friend. She'll make you laugh. She'll make you cry. But then she'll say something really profound and kind of sum up the whole incident. So check that out. There's Dial A for Aunties by Jesse Q. Sutanto. Mehdi's blind date doesn't end as planned, and she now has a corpse to dispose of. Her mother's solution? Call in the three aunties. With a roller coaster ride of a weekend with the Chan family, trying to get rid of a body while working through a high-profile wedding. Abby Jimenez, Life is Too Short. Malice by Heather Walter. A debut novel, The Music of Bees by Ellen Garvin. It's set in Oregon. It says Alice is an older widow, but she's 40, so I think that's a young widow. She works in a small town for the municipal government. She has a bee farm that's not really thriving. She finds two young adults who are also in need of help or need of family, need of community. And they all find unexpected joy in nature as they battle with a pesticide company who threatens to destroy the environment and the bees. My favorite book on the list is Night Always Comes, a novel by Willie Vlotten, published by Harper. Lynette is trying to buy the family home from her landlord as housing prices rise around her. At the last moment, her mother says she will not co-sign for the loan, and Lynette does not qualify on her own. In a last-ditch effort, Lynette sets off on an odyssey of collecting old debts and a miniature crime spree. And this happens over the course of two nights, and it is just so intense and so dark. And Lynette also cares for her adult disabled brother. And you really, really feel for her and want her to win. And it was published by HarperCollins, and our pals at Library Love Fest did two author interviews, actually, with Willie Vlotten. And I was lucky enough to be invited on to the second one. So if you go to Library Love Fest on HarperCollins on Facebook, their Library Love Fest is HarperCollins page, you can see that episode where librarians are just pretty much toasting Willie Vlotten and his marvelous novel. This is his sixth novel, but I really feel like this is going to be his breakout. He's also, two of his books have been movies, Lean on Pete, and The Motel Life, and both of those are available on Canopy. So definitely check those out. He's very dark, very complicated, but he's very, very real. He's also a songwriter for Richmond Fontaine, and a member of the Delanes. He's from Portland, Oregon, and he's so genuine and so real. And he did compose a song, Lynette's Lament, to go with this book. And the list rounds out with Second First Impressions by Sally Thorne, To Love and To Loathe by Martha Waters, and You Love Me, a U novel by Carolyn Kepnes, and the U series features Joe Goldberg, the crazy bookseller, and it's also, I think it's on Netflix, it's also a series, so I forgot. I think it's on. It is a series. I'm not seeing where it is. Oh, it's Netflix. It is Netflix. You. Is a series, and it follows Joe Goldberg through several girlfriends, or not girlfriends, and then through several bookstores. So it's very dark, very gripping, and with the book background, that's a lot of fun. They also have a Hall of Fame for authors who have made the list more than once. The Drowning Kid by Jennifer McMahon. The Good Sister by Sally Hepworth. Mother May I by Jocelyn Jackson. And When the Stars Go Dark by Paula McLean. Who was the author of Hemingway's Wife. I'm getting the high sign from Chamber President Chris, who may be in any second now. He doesn't know I stopped streaming. So, and then the one book coming out in May that I want to talk about especially is Stacey Abrams' While Justice Sleeps. She's a two-time New York Times bestselling author of Our Time Is Now and lead from the outside. She's an entrepreneur and a political leader. She served 11 years in the Georgia House of Representatives, 7 as the minority leader. She was the 2018 Democratic nominee for the state of Georgia. And she writes... she writes romance novels under the name Selena Montgomery. But now she's written a political thriller called While Justice Sleeps. And it's the Avery is the... Avery Keene is a law clerk for the legendary Justice Howard Wynn. And she's really bright, got a photographic memory, but she has a troubled family. So she focuses her whole life on her job. And she's very professional, and she has a good relationship with Justice Wynn, but nothing very personal. He's cantankerous. He's off in the swing vote. And she hears he's slipped into a coma, so now her boss is really not well. Then she finds out that Justice Wynn has appointed her service as legal guardian and power of attorney. And Avery cannot imagine why. And she's met with resistance from Justice's soon-to-be ex-wife and his estranged son. She finds out that Justice Wynn was secretly researching one of the most controversial cases before the court, a proposed merger between American biotech company and an Indian genetic firm, which promises to unleash breathtaking results in the medical field. The president has a stake in this. He's corrupt from the beginning, you can tell. Avery finds Justice Wynn's nurse, who left her a cryptic message, dead in the woman's apartment. She's trying to figure out why Justice Wynn appointed her his guardian. She's trying to decide what his wishes are because she doesn't really know. And then she's trying to untangle this puzzle about what he was researching, what he found. And she finds herself directly in harm's way. So this is coming out in May, May 11th. And... it's one of Oprah's favorite books for 2021. One of the ones she's looking forward to. Scott Turow and Lisa Gardner both gave it really good blurbs. It's being compared actually with The Pelican Brief. So definitely check that out in May, which isn't that far away if you actually think about it. April starts a week from today, April 1st, so who knows what surprises I will have. And April is also Poetry Month. We're going to have a poetry contest online, again, at the Hunterdon County Library. The information will be up on our Facebook page as soon as I get back to work, so you're the first to hear about it. It's for all ages. All entries will be posted on the Facebook page, and winners and runners-up will receive gift cards donated by... at City Spot Tea and Coffee in Clinton. To enter, you'll email your poems to dneubauer@hclibrary.us by April 30th. The contest guidelines are judging will be done by 3 HCL staff. They will be scored on a scale of 0 to 10. Each entrant may submit one poem of no more than 20 lines on any subject and in any style. It can be free verse, it can be a formatted poem. Content cannot be vulgar, offensive, contain profanity, and must be original, the original individual work of the entrant. All poems will be posted on our Facebook page, and you can have your choice, initials, or your name. There'll be two categories, adults and the under 18 crowd. The gift certificates will be awarded to the winners and the runners up. It will be awarded on May 1st. And a special thanks to City Spots owner Mark for his unfailing support of HCL. And if you've never been to City Spot in Clinton, they have great coffee, but Mark is also a charming host and manager. So definitely stop in and have a cup of coffee next time you're in Clinton. So in the last few minutes, I'm going to just tell you what's coming up in April, because I have a lot of things scheduled for April. Like I said, April 1st, who knows what might happen for April Fool's Day. April 8th, we're going to have the world-famous Book Buzz with our pals from Library Love Fest, Virginia Stanley, Christopher Conley, and Lainey Mays. We're going to try and do a Zoom so that I'll be able to share the Zoom to Facebook and you'll be able to actually see them this time instead of just watching me hold up pictures of them. Oddly enough, with the virtual world, I've gotten to spend a lot of time with them virtually in the last year. And these three, they are such terrific advocates for their books. All the library marketing staff for all the major publishers are. But they do a door-to-door episode every Tuesday or Thursday at 2 o'clock on their Facebook page. You should check that out. They interview authors. On St. Patrick's Day, they had one of their editors talk about her favorite upcoming books. So their passion for these books really, really shine through. And like I said, Willie Vlaughton is definitely a favorite of theirs. So I imagine they will be talking about them. They're going to talk about some of the books that are just out and some that are coming out. So that'll be April 8th at 11 o'clock. On April 15th, I'm going to have author Kirsten Valdez Quaid, the author of Five Wounds. This was also named one of the most anticipated books of 2021 by Oprah Magazine, The Week, The Millions, and Electric Lit. Quaid is an award-winning storyteller, and it's a stunning novel about a New Mexican family during an extraordinary year of love and sacrifice. It's Holy Week in the small town of Los Peñas, New Mexico, and 33-year-old unemployed Amadeo Padillo has been given the part of Jesus in the Good Friday processional. He's preparing feverishly for his role when his 15-year-old daughter Angel shows up pregnant on her doorstep and disrupts his plans for personal redemption. With weeks to go to her due date, tough, ebullient Angel has fled her mother's house, setting her life on a new, startling new path. The Five Wounds spans the baby's first years. Five generations converge. Amadeo's mother, Yolanda, reeling from a recent discovery. Angel's mother, Marissa, whom Angel is not speaking to, disapproving Tive, Yolanda's uncle and keeper of the family's history. Each brings expectations that Amadeo, who often solves his problems with a beer in hand, doesn't think he can live up to. Kirsten Valdez Quaid is the author of Five Wounds and Night at the Fiestas, a short story collection, the winner of National Book Critics Circle John Leonard's Prize. She's a recipient of 5 Under 5 from the National Book Award Foundation, the Rome Prize, the Rona Jaffe Foundation Writers Award. Her work has appeared in the New Yorker, New York Times, the Best American Short Stories, O. Henry Stories. She's originally from New Mexico, but now she lives in New Jersey and teaches at Princeton University. So Five Wounds is coming out from Norton in April. And so it was really great. It's really great to get meet up with her. She's also going to be doing a live talk at Labyrinth Books, well, online live on the 13th, if you want to see her ahead of my interview with her. And on the 29th, I'm going to be talking with Anne McCutcheon. Author of The Life She Wished to Live, a biography of Marjorie Kinnan Rawlings, the author of The Yearling. And this is a comprehensive and engaging biography of Marjorie Kinnan Rawlings, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of the beloved classic The Yearling. Rawlings was a tough, ambitious, independent woman who refused the conventions of her early 20th century upbringing, determined to forge a literary career beyond those limitations. She found her voice in a remote, hardscrabble life of Cross Creek, Florida. There, she purchased the commercial orange grove, discovered the fascinating world out of which to write, and a dialect of the poor swampland community that the literary world had yet to hear. She earned a Pulitzer Prize in 1938, but her accomplishments came at a price: a failed first marriage, financial instability, a contentious libel suit, alcoholism, and physical and emotional upheaval. McCutcheon uncovers a larger-than-life woman who writes passionately with verve and whose emotions change on a dime. And she uncovers that Rawlings had a lot of mentors. Her legendary author, Maxwell Perkins. She was friends with Zora Neale Hurston, Ernest Hemingway, and F. Scott Fitzgerald. Anne McCutcheon is the author of 6 works of biographies and the director of the University of Wyoming's MFA Creative Writing Program. And she grew up in Florida and now lives in Wyoming. And it's now 11:58 and time for me to say goodbye for this week. I will be back next week at 11 o'clock. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. The library is always there for you. And stop back at 1 o'clock for Jim Gunnell.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea launched 2 short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast on Thursday. South Korea confirmed the launch, adding that they were most likely ballistic missiles, a violation of United Nations resolutions. The United States Senate has confirmed Dr. Rachel Levine as Assistant Secretary of Health, making her the first openly transgender person to win confirmation. The 52-48 vote on Wednesday was cast along party lines, with 2 Republicans joining Democrats in support of Levine. Police are reporting a United Airlines flight was diverted earlier this week after a passenger allegedly bit another man's ear and assaulted other people on board. United Flight 728 had to be diverted to Charleston, South Carolina on Wednesday due to a disruptive passenger on board. The flight was scheduled to fly from Newark, New Jersey to Miami, Florida. 14 games as Major League Baseball's spring training continues today. First pitch for the Rays and Braves start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting the migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is primarily made up of individuals rather than families. Most of those apprehended trying to cross the border are men in search of jobs, with the pandemic easing and the economy opening back up. AstraZeneca released more data Wednesday for its COVID-19 vaccine, saying the shot was 76% effective at preventing COVID-19. The company had said earlier it had a 79% efficacy rate. The recent report was based on 190 cases, 49 more cases than the company had analyzed earlier. Los Angeles police clashed with hundreds of protesters on Wednesday as officers moved in to close Echo Park's massive homeless encampment. The demonstrators, a mix of homeless people and activists, threw bottles and objects at officers who attempted to push them back from the park. 2 unlawful assemblies were declared and dispersal orders were issued due to officers being assaulted with rocks, bottles, and smoke bombs. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? you'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A tit-for-tat moment by a National Hockey League ref cost him his job. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Following a hot mic moment, one hockey referee has found himself banned from working any more games for the National Hockey League. Referee Tim Peel was caught on mic during Tuesday night's game between Nashville and Detroit, saying that he wanted to give Nashville a penalty after making a questionable call against the Predators.
There wasn't much, but I wanted to get a penalty against Nashville early.
That audio courtesy of Fox Sports Tennessee. NHL Senior Executive Vice President of Hockey Operations Colin Campbell said there was no justification for Peel's comments and called Peel's conduct in direct contradiction to the league's efforts to ensure the integrity of the game. Peel was set to retire from officiating at the